paragraph gimel. V'yachakach toiveles b'mikvah mayim. After the 7 days, what does she do? She goes to the mikvah. V'amikvah hi b'bechinas alma dosi. Mikvah corresponds to olam haba. Shehi b'bechinas bina, which is referred to as the sphere of bina. Ki ba'alma dosi k'siv, because about the future world, the pasuk says, ki timole ha'oretz deyas Hashem kamayim le'am achasim, that the world is going to be filled with understanding of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. So the mikveh represents that mole ha'oretz deyas. That bina, shehi b'chinas mikveh, that's the concept of the mikveh, the ocean. U'kamay shemavur le'el b'hilchas malicha, as Rab Nosson Zal discussed earlier, in hilchas malicha, haloch aleph, u'b'hilchas tvilas kelim, haloch aleph. Ein sham, look over there. Hainu shal yedei hashiva nekiyim, shehi b'chinas hizgalos hachesed, shekolol mishiva yomim, through the woman going through these 7 days of purification, which are the revelation of this chesed, which is seven, the chesed which is part of all seven spheres, chesed shebechesed, chesed shebegvura, chesed shebetiferes. Al yidei zeh nikzeres min ha'arba malchus kanal, that's how the woman, the malchus of kedusha, is sliced away, is separated from the malchus of the sitra achra, from the klipos. V'azai nichneses b'mikvah, and then she goes into the mikvah, Shehi bechinas bina liba, mikveh is bina. We said a mikveh is 40 sah, and the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos is ben arboim lebina. There are many proofs that mikveh is bina. Shaydeze oile el oir haponim. And that's how the woman is zoicha to plug into that oir haponim. Bina is called oir haponim. Kemuva b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Lamed, shalidei b'chinas bina liba, through bina, which is the heart, which is the holidays, eile moyade Hashem imi, through that, oile el oir haponim. The person is zoicha to go up to that level of oir haponim. Shalosh po'amim bashano yeiroa kol zechurcha es penei Hashem. On the three holidays, a Jew is zoichet to the Pnei Hashem, to that Oyer Haponim. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Lamed, V'chein Isa, and it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shaidei Mikveh, Zoichin L'Oyer Haponim, that by a Jew toiveling in the Mikveh, they're zoichet to that Oyer Haponim. Because again, Mikveh is Bina, it's Alma de Oylam Haba, which is this Oyer Haponim. V'chein tikune hamalchus anal merumas b'mikveh atzma. Rav Nosson Zal says, and in addition, the different tikunim of the malchus that we discussed earlier are also hinted to in the concept of mikveh. Ki meimei hamikveh hein b'chinas meimei hachasodim she'al yodom nikzeres min hasitra achra kanal. Because besides mikveh being bina, oylam haba, water, we know in the Sifrei Kabbalah, water is always referred to as Meimei HaChesed, the waters of Chesed. So the water of the mikveh also represents this Chesed, which we said is needed to slice away the Malchus of Kedusha from the Sitra Achra. V'hamayim tzrichim liyois al horetz daika. And the mikveh water has to be on the ground. It has to be grounded, not in a keli. Ki ha'oretz hu bechinas raglin, because the earth, the ground, is referred to as the feet. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. Hashem says, the earth is my footstool. So we see that eretz is associated with the feet, the raglin. Shehu bechinas toichocho kanal, which we mentioned earlier was the concept of toichocho. Rabbeinu Zal said in Torah Chof Beis, you have those two choysams, the choysam of the feet, and the chosam of the hands, and the chosam of the feet referred to teichocha. Sheshom mezgale hachesed shehem meimei mikveh. And it's again, in the mikveh is revealed this chesed, these meimei hachesed. Utzricho shetio meskase umesalemes betoich hamikveh, b'chines almodosi. And what does the woman do in the mikveh? She covers herself completely with the waters of the mikveh. It, with this concept of mikveh, which is oylam haba, sheshom miskasim v'nisalmin kol hadvorim. That's where everything becomes covered up and hidden. bebechinas, as the Torah says when it describes Olam Haba, it says ayin loyroasa. It's something that no eye has ever seen, right? When a person's hiding, you can't see them. So going into the mikveh, dipping it, going under the water of the mikveh is a concept of hiding. We're going into that place called hiding, the hiding place, which is Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Yiroah. So it's where no eye, no human eye has gone there, has seen it. Ukemuva le'el behilchas anal, as was explained earlier in Hilchas Malicha and Hilchas Tfilas Kelim. And that's how we receive this light of the face of Hashem, through the mikveh, which is also a concept of bina, we said. Ki hamikveh hu b'chinas chesed elyon v'das godol. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 56 in Likut Imran that mikveh, there he's talking about the going to the mikveh on Shavuos night. That's called mikveh nun, the mikveh of the 50th level, which represents bina, which represents the highest level of chesed. Hashem revealed himself to the Jews on Shavuos night as a zokein mole rachmim, it says. V'hadas hu oyer haponim. And this high level of das that mikveh represents is also synonymous with oyer haponim, the light of the face. K'may shepok kosev, as the pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 8, Chochmas Sodom to'ir ponov, that the knowledge of a person lights up his face. So if mikveh represents this high level of das, it also represents oyer haponim, because the higher a level, the higher of seichel a person has, the more their face is radiating.